What is the son's name?
Herbert Hoover Jr. And does he want this recorded?
Hold on. We've got it if it comes in on here too.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on.
Hello.
Oh, fine. There you are.
Mr. President?
It's Herbert Hoover Jr., sir.
How are you, Herbert?
I'm fine, thank you, Mr. President. And I'm awfully sorry that Dad can't take your telephone call, but in recent months, he's gotten very, very deaf.
Yes, I know that, and I'm...
unfortunately not able to use the telephone.
I know that. Would you give him a message for me? Tell him that I know he's been hearing from friends and admirers all day, and I don't think he's heard from anyone that admires him more or is a better friend, and I wanted to call and wish him a very happy birthday. 90 years seems to me is a mighty long period. It's equal to half the life of the Republic, and all that's been... all that span of years, few individuals have made contributions as great as his, both here in our country and in other parts of the world, too. And I think our generation is very fortunate and proud to have him. And his sense of duty and responsibility is an inspiration to all of us. I guess the naval officer will be up there later today with a proclamation that I signed urging all Americans to reflect upon his accomplishments on behalf of all humanity, and also sent a little flag which I flew over the White House today for him, and they offered, tell him they offered as an expression of my love and my respect for him, and may God bless him and keep him.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very, very much, and particularly we want to thank you for the proclamation. I think the proclamation already has arrived. I believe so, but I know he'll be most appreciative.
Well, give him a hug for me, won't you?
I certainly will, sir, and thank you so very much for calling.
I know you're proud of him.
That we all are, and thank you again.
So am I. Bye.